Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pop Rocks Radio talk show and podcast. I'm so glad you found it. The big show, it's here it is. Man, there's a lot of podcasts out there, and you found this one. So how cool is that? Today's a special Friday edition of the show. I'm very excited about that. And really, well, I'm not really excited about that. What I'm excited about is our guest today, Maiwa. She's a singer, songwriter, grew up in London, I believe. And now it's stateside. Maiwa, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm so excited. It is Friday. I really enjoyed your introduction.
Oh, well, you know.
It was kind of funny, like slightly witty. I love it.
Wow. Flattery will get you everywhere, my dear. Everywhere. No,
amen.
I'm kidding. Kind of. So tell us a little bit... I'm sorry. I said you grew up in London. You didn't grow up in London. You grew up in West Africa. I'm looking at my show notes here. And
no, I was born in... No, you're correct. I was born in Nigeria, West Africa. So and then I grew up in London. And I grew up in England, Southwest England, and then London. So you are absolutely correct. But I was born in Nigeria. That's my motherland, and that's where I'm from, West Africa. Woohoo!
Apparently... someone in Nigeria owes me a lot of money. I used to get a lot of emails from people, and they
don't do it. Please don't. I'm going to send them my way, but I'm like, no, I can't handle it. No, don't do it.
I've never been to Africa, and it's one of those continents that I've always wanted to go to. You know, especially when I find myself someplace that's not very interesting. Yeah, I mean, my future in-laws just did safari in South Africa last year, yeah, they came back, and you know, what was interesting is they flew to Johannesburg, which is totally different, ladies and gentlemen, than Nigeria, but it's my only frame of reference. But they flew in, and they you know had cars drive them to the resort type deal, and they said it was such a juxtaposition of you know, some kind of rough areas to this, and they get to the resort. It's kind of like Jamaica. Jamaica's kind of like that, you know. A lot of these Caribbean countries are like that.
I mean, Houston's like that, too. I'm kidding. I mean, wherever you go, there's going to be, like, rough roads and straight roads. And so people think Africa is a scary continent. It really is the most beautiful place, just like any other place on earth. And you know, like, you should definitely go and get tips, and just like anywhere you go, figure out where to go. But there's so much to explore, so much beauty, so much wonderful stuff. I'm glad your in-laws had a great time, you know.
It's the motherland to us all, you know. That's that's where we all are from. So I definitely want to check that out in my adventures. Although, to be honest with you, I've had a lot of fun in London.
That's fun too. That is a fun place.
Expensive town, but it's fun.
It's expensive. Mm. Yeah, it is very expensive, but it's fun. You know, it's different than the United States, but it's lots of fun.
Well, it depends. You know, the States are. It's weird. I don't know if you're like this. I travel quite a bit, and we used to. I don't know that much anymore, but. You know, I'd arrive in a city, and to me, it seemed that everywhere I went had a vibe, a certain feeling, you know? And like New Orleans totally feels different to me than San Diego. You know what I mean? It's the vibration you get when you blow into town. And, you know, I don't know.
But that's what I love.
Try to have a good time.
Yeah, I love America for that, because I tell people all the time, you can go to a different state and you feel like you're in a different country. So it's
true
that every state somehow has I mean, it's all united, but it has a different feel. So, you know, I like that.
Right.
I think that's a special thing for America.
Well, let me ask you, now, growing up as a youngster, did you know that entertaining was going to be in your future? Was it dance classes and music lessons and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, I always loved music. Like, I remember organizing, like, mini concerts with my sister. We can all sing. My father's in the choir. And there was always music in the house. You know, my father would play Janet Jackson. Yeah, and, like, old school stuff. So I would organize mini when I was as little as six, because I'm the first of three girls. And I would write. We had a blackboard in my dining room where we would have lessons, but I would write words and songs. And I joined the choir when I was nine, just you know, when I was still in Nigeria, and wrote my very first song when I was nine, with my music teacher. He's no longer with us, and he's still rest in peace. But he's the one who really taught me, said, Maiwa, you've got a gift. Don't stop. And you know, played that song at the school assembly. So it's always been in there, 100%.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. You know, it's cool when you – there's a great Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain quote that I love. And as I get older, it's so true. He said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing. I think I'm getting it right. But he said basically there's very two important dates in a person's life. The date you're born, very important, and the date you realize why you were born.
Wow.
When you figure it out.
I agree.
And, well,
that's,
you know,
a beautiful quote.
Maiwa, I've met people 65 years old that still haven't figured that out, you know, and God bless them. I hope they do. But it is so nice when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
It is. And my mom always used to say that you will do and flourish best when you're doing what you're called to do. And it's something that we talk about a lot. Like, it's just I mean, it's important. I remember, like, talking about this with my boyfriend, too, and he's, like, a motivational speaker. But he would, you know, talk about how finding your purpose is important, and just you have to kind of – and even if you don't know, there are ways to find that out, and it can really make a difference in your happiness, your self-happiness, and your path, and what you want to do, and time. Time is important. So finding out why
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you two episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Now, music, we're focusing on your career in music and whatnot, but there was stops along the way of your path.
Yes.
And one of them was the nail-biting, exciting, cutthroat world of finance. How'd you get into that?
I loved how you described it. Oh, my God. Well, okay, I'm Nigerian, first of all. Woohoo! And in Nigeria, like, education is important, like, with the family. So my parents are very, very supportive with about my career. And but growing up, you know, my father would always look at his, show us his picture and be like, you know, I want you guys, you know, because he had a struggled life growing up, but he fought through that. And he would always tell us, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. You can be this person. And then we saw both my parents work really hard and do everything they wanted to do. And I was, you know, when I decided to go to college, I thought, I want to be like my father. I was new a lot of music, but I was like, I want to do what he's doing because he seems to kind of know what he's doing. And so that's really what made it easy for me to choose. You know, if he was a doctor, I probably would have been like, yes, I want to cut through people, or I mean, I don't know, or help them with medicine. You know, I would do that. My sister is actually a doctor. I'm so proud of her. But yeah, so I kind of like that. I saw his very active diligence, and with my mother too, and I was like, you know what? So that was it, and I did it, and I loved it, and it's helped me a lot with my career now. To be honest, Jamie, I would not have traded it for nothing. So I got my degree there and my master's, and I'm thankful for that.
And you got to wear those cool power suits, you know? I mean, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I felt like
I had a very similar experience. I liked wearing power suits as well. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
I was like, is this weekend. Power Rangers? I was like, oh, wow. That's
no, I got into, when I got out of school, I got my degree, got my master's, and I moved to California. And I
what
got
did you
into
get your degree in?
Fine art.
Anything
and,
to do
you know,
with...
it was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It, you know, it's an MFA, which is a master of blanking around, really. No, I'm kidding. Don't send
I've
me
seen
email
some of your paintings. I've seen some of your paintings.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I didn't do that. No, well, I don't think so now. It's that's what I need to be doing. But at the time, I knew some people, and they had a lot of money, and I liked the life. I liked the trappings of their life. The stuff they had was pretty great, and I said I want to do that. So I started investing in real estate and wheeling and dealing and all this kind of stuff, and was miserable. Miserable.
Oh wow.
And finally, I just said, you know what? I got myself into a position where I could afford to really focus on the art, and that was a good thing.
And sometimes
yeah,
even if you can't. I had someone ask me today, a friend of mine and said, Maya, we're like, you know, I see that you are doing music full time. And, you know, I used to have a really good job with all that money. And I said to her, and I said, when you're ready, you'll know. And even if you're not ready, if you're starting to feel that, you have to take that leap of faith. Only people who have taken risk get the reward. So sometimes you just have to do it, just like you did, and I did, and thousands of other people
That's very
have
true.
Done or can do.
So, and now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Now, did you make the switch to working in the creative field, performing and being a musician and whatnot, to in London, or and then move to LA, or did you move to LA and then said, you know what, this is what I need to be doing?
No, you got it right. I have a song. It's called one of my songs on my album called Best at What I Do, and I talk about how I flew 1,000 miles. So I got a really good job in London. I was working, you know, in finance and accounting. Everything was great, stable, but I would just like write songs and I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. So I started searching and praying to God, and I felt like I needed to be in America. I was like, I'm going there because it seems like people are making it there. And I was like, the best way for me to do is use education because that's what I'm used to. So I thought, I'm going to try to find a school, own my craft, because I was already going to a little music school in London, right? So I started researching. So I found a school in LA, and I, you know, once I found that school, it was like no turning back. I was like, that's it. I'm moving. I'm quitting my job. I'm doing it. So I told my boss, Annie, that was her name, and I said, I have something to tell you. I'm actually going to be moving to another country, and I'm going to be doing music. And she was like, wow, okay, we've always heard you sing around sometimes, but if you ever want to do this, your job will be back here. I wonder if it's still there. I wonder if I called her, she would say, yeah, come back. But anyway, so I said to her, and then I told my parents, and there was no reservation. So when I felt like everybody said yes, I was like, okay, God, that's you want me to do this. So that's it. I quit my job, told my church choir, packed up all my stuff, sold a lot of stuff, gave out a lot of stuff. And then just enrolled in that school, studied vocal performance and production, and that's how I ended up in Los Angeles. Didn't know nobody in Hollywood, and wow, that's really the short and long story of how I did it.
And then, you know, had some success and whatnot, and then said, you know, I could move to Malibu and live on the beach, but no, I'm going to move to Houston. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I was in Vegas first.
Houston's
yeah.
a crazy town, let me tell you.
Houston has grown on me. Oh my gosh, I actually enjoy being here. I've grown my fan base. They've been wonderful here, or fan friends, I like to call them. And I haven't looked back. I just love what I do. This is what I'm called to do. You know, now I'm even acting. I've done modeling. Like just the whole works.
Nice. Well,
yeah.
You have to have that hustle going. You know, that's what I meet people all the time, and the people don't want to, you know, do it because I'm the same way. You know, I paint full time. That's what I do, and you know, people are always like, oh, well, you know, I would like to sit around and paint all day. I'm like, yeah, me too. You know,
yeah.
out of 16 hours a day,
they make
maybe
it
four
sound
of that's painting.
Like nothing.
Right, exactly. But you know, it's like when you watch basketball. Nobody scores any points if that ball doesn't move down the court.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And
you
figured that out. You got that. You keep busy. That's good. That's how
I
things
have
happen.
To, yeah. Yes, absolutely. You have to keep going, not giving up. Try. And you know when you're doing the right thing because you'll get credit from people. I mean, your biggest credit should come from yourself. But, you know, when you see people acknowledge what you're doing, whether it's through criticism or whether it's through them saying, oh, good job, or like someone saying to you, I would like to sit and paint all day, you know that you're on the right path.
Right.
You just have to carry
on. Exactly. Well, it's cool. Well, speaking of fans and whatnot, we've got a caller. Should we take a call?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, let's do it. I don't know who the caller is, but
we'll
find out.
I don't know, too. We'll see. Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Myla.
Hiya. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Maybe they're calling me to listen. Yeah, I think that's maybe what's going on. But that's okay. That's okay. We are glad
she's
listening.
Well, thank you for listening. Yeah.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
I love it. You never know who's listening. Thank you for promoting my video and all that. I really appreciate that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the latest single is You. We're going to play it here in a second. This is a fantastic piece of music. I like this. When I got the press kit that they sent
Yay.
Over, and I'm so glad you're working with Mark Moss, too. They are fantastic.
They are wonderful. I love the team. Angie, big shout out, Hunter. Like, I'm so thankful. They work so hard for me. I'm so thankful.
I'm telling you. I'll say this, and
doing
I've said
a great
it before.
Job.
Every year at holiday, when Christmas comes along, you know, you call cards from all the family and whatnot. La Famoth is the only PR company that sends me a Christmas card. And I'm like, ooh,
really?
I like that. Yeah,
oh,
right on the tree.
That's amazing. You see,
and the whole office
every little detail counts.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Shut out.
And so, absolutely. I will... If they call and say, hey, can you do this or can we fit this person? Absolutely. Not a problem.
Wow.
They
know what
no,
they're doing.
No, some of the
I
others, I'm like,
fantastic.
Ooh.
You're like, oh,
no, they are.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy. No, I'm teasing. I'm not like that. I'd never do that. So the single You is, no, it's out, right? People can pick this up.
Yes, it's out.
Everywhere. Awesome.
Everywhere, digitally, online. Yes.
Nice. Well, let's play the track and then we'll talk a little bit about it and about the video real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Sound good?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Here it is, folks. Check this single out, You by Myla.
I wrote a song about you. You. Loving you is hurting me. Knowing you was forcing me to run far away from you. I know the things that no one knows. You're caught up in the hype to blow as you lay your bed. Karma makes. is just the truth. Caught you in a web of lies, so I write the song I confess. All the hurt I failed, now I lay to rest. I wrote a song about you.
And there it was, folks. What a fantastic track. I do not lie. That is a good, good track. You by Maiwa. And
thank
Maiwa,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Such a good track. Now, as we mentioned, it's available, right? Wherever people buy digital music.
Yes.
Spotify, Apple.
Whether you've got, exactly, Android, iPhone, whatever phones you've got, online, computer, it's everywhere. Just search MYOA and the title YOU, and you can download, purchase, just support, you know, however form. That's it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Matter of fact, we played it on our, we have, my fiance got me for Christmas a big stereo, like an old kind of retro Victrola. It looks like an old tiny stereo,
oh,
but it's got Bluetooth and all that kind of stuff. And she was playing
Bluetooth?
Your track last night. Yeah, yeah, it's all built in. It's new, you know.
Thank you.
Well, she was listening to it on her phone, and I said, you know, you can play that through the stereo. And she's like, oh, it's got Bluetooth? And I said, yeah, here. And I clicked the button, and it sounds so good, big.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to go. You know, first time I heard it in the studio, but I've heard it in my car in the studio. I need to try to go somewhere, like, and just go hear it large, big somewhere. I'm just going to walk into a restaurant and be like, look, play my song. And put it over the speaker and see what they say.
There you go.
I might do that.
Oh, man, fantastic. And you might get a free lunch out of it, too. So there you go. Leave your picture on the wall.
Who knows?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, tell us about the video.
Thank you.
Because in my show notes and in our conversation here, I've definitely got the distinct impression that, like me, you're the same type of personality. You like to oversee everything, especially if your name's on it, right?
yeah.
That's how I am, you know. Yes. Now, you co-directed this video, right?
Yes, I did. I did. I did produce it. So I wrote the storyline. I chose everything from outfits to casting members to everything, location, what I wanted. But I did co-direct it with my cinematographer, Will DeRosa. He did my very first video, Kind of Stranger, and I knew I could trust him. And he definitely gave ideas to him. Such a small team. We shot this in 6 hours, but we already knew what we wanted. You know, I wrote the script, he embellished it, and we just had that vision and went for it. And it wasn't even hard. He was directing as we were shooting. Like, I knew what to, you know, what was next. I didn't have anyone telling me, oh, go put that green dress on. I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew when the typewriter, the piano, like, it was wonderful to work with Will. And it was my first time doing this. And I don't know if acting classes helped or just growth and experience. But my manager, Rhoda Lawrence, always told me, you know, she always said to me, you can do this, you can do this, you got this, Maya, just whatever you think you can do, just do. So I was like, I'm going to shoot this because I'm, you know, an independent artist. I need to show that I've got this, you know, versatility and that I can also produce. I produced the track too, actually, and I can do this. Yeah, so that's really how it happened.
Well, it's fantastic, and it's long-time listeners know, after I do a show, when I do the post-production of it, I'll usually post a video on Facebook and my blog and whatnot. You know, I'm here in the working on this. It'll be dropping in a second. And, you know, sometimes the people we have on don't have a video or whatnot for it, or if it's a film, you know, I'll try to pick something that's similar in the same vein. But tonight we will definitely be playing the new video after.
It's on YouTube. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah,
I thank you for putting that on your Facebook over and over. Like, I really, it means a lot to me. Like, I don't take those things for granted when people just show love and just share and share and promote, because, you know, that's all we have now. So thank you. Thank you.
And it's so important. You know, people not in the music business or the entertainment business for that matter, you know, they don't understand, they don't realize, and it's not a negative thing, it's just not, they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So important, if you like an independent singer-songwriter or a band or somebody who's made a movie or, I don't know, it's just somebody who's, you know, makes the best biscuits in town, find their social media, like and share it. Chances are your friends are going to dig it if you dig it, and it helps the artist out so much.
Absolutely.
So much.
You are 100% correct.
Oh, I'm telling you, Maya has been in those those meetings with people, and they're very slick, and they, you know, they know what they're doing, and they say, well, what's the engagement? and you know, they want to see charts and numbers. And,
that's funny.
Know how many people like her on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's very true, and it's just the landscape of the world we live in as far as entertainment.
Yeah,
goes.
That's what.
And
yeah, absolutely. Mhm. Absolutely.
Well, very.
So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. And I'm going to tell you this, and you know this. Keep doing what you're doing, Myla. You're so good at
Thank
it.
You.
You know?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I won't
stop.
I love what I do.
I love that. It's fantastic. And give Houston a chance. Houston's a fun town. I will send you some.
You should.
I'm telling you. Every time I go to Houston, I can't remember half of the time I've been there, but I've had some pretty crazy times in Houston. Anyhow,
it's a whole other show.
I'm
telling you. I love Houston. Houston has been faithful to me, so, you know, just like Los Angeles has, both have been, so, and Nigeria too.
Okay.
I mean,
well, the common denominator in all. You know, you're having good times in all these places, but the common denominator there is you, you know?
Aww. Wow.
Miserable people can be miserable anywhere. You know?
That's true. That is, you know what? You're right. You make yourself, you create your own path and happiness and joy. That, you know what? You're
Absolutely.
Right. I like that. I like that you said that. I always remember that when I'm in some miserable town one day. I'd be like, you know what? Your name means bring joy, so you better bring that joy. Like, just be you.
Absolutely. You got to do your thing, man. Got to do your thing. Well, that's cool.
I
know we talked a little bit before we started the show tonight, and I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. And she has a, what they say in the business, ladies and gentlemen, she needs a heart out. I feel like such a, you know, I want to put on my big sunglasses right now. And
oh my gosh, you are. This is a shame. This is not a TV. This is the radio. We can't see the.
That's
sunglasses.
True.
You can post it on
that's
your
right.
Facebook.
Oh my God. Everybody keeps asking me. They're like, do a video. I'm like, no.
You can.
That
what
would mean I would
like
have
a,
to shave.
I don't know. Call it a putty radio podcast, something.
Oh, funny
TV,
like a lot
radio.
Of work.
I don't know.
like too much work.
You got this.
Oh,
you
but
can
I've had so much fun having you on tonight, and I want to thank you for taking the time. I know we were supposed to do this last Friday, and I messed up my
you
mic.
Did not mess up. Life happened. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it just. But I'm glad we got it fixed and whatnot. That was a crazy day. crazy day. See, folks, all this stuff happens behind the scenes. You have no idea. But it all works out. It all works out. That's the takeaway.
It's
But I want to thank you, Myla, for being on the show and taking time out of your schedule and whatnot. It means a lot. And I was looking at some of your and, guys, we have links up to all of Myla's social media and her website and all this. And you got to like and share this stuff. Because
please.
I'm telling you, I was – checking out the pictures from your Vegas trip last weekend. Looks like you girls had a good time.
Vegas? I'm like, did I go to Vegas? Are you sure?
Wasn't it in Vegas? Vegas?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. Maybe you were somewhere. I don't know. Maybe I'm mixing it up.
I haven't been to Vegas in a minute, though. No. But all my social handles are all the same. It's MYOA Music. So you can't miss it.
Nice.
Myla Music. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool. Very cool. Well, go do your thing. Have a great weekend.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks again for being
Thank
on the show.
So
and I
much.
Can't wait. Before you go, I have to ask.
Yes.
I know we're promoting you and whatnot. Is there a new single on the horizon? The reason I ask is I want to hear more.
Yes, there is a new
single. And I want you back on the
it's
show.
It's coming out in July. Yes, yes,
nice.
Yes. You'll be hearing about it. It's coming out in July, so please keep your ears out. It's going to be announced on all my social media. But, of course, Jamie, you will definitely get a notice. It's definitely coming out in July. I'm actually already working on the video, and, you know, I'm really excited. This is a really good summer vibe one. So, yes, you're going to love it.
I can't wait to see it here. Very good. Well,
yes.
Thanks again,
yes,
and
yes.
We will see you later.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, you too. You too. Stay cool.
Thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, there you go, folks. That was Myola. Very cool. She was on the show and whatnot. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media streaming platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 160 of them. I don't know how that happened, but no, I do. We worked our tails off. No, but it's very cool. And the big one of those is Apple Podcasts. They used to be called iTunes, but they have so many podcasts out now. They changed the name. They had a big meeting. They rebranded, and now it's called Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to the show, this show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. This really helps me out a lot. Doesn't cost you anything. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page. And man, my job is so much easier when I talk to our advertisers. When that's the position we're at. When you're at the bottom of the page, no one wants to write checks. So it's nice to be at the top of the page. Very, very cool. We will see you all on, oh wait, I'm off next week. We will see you the following week. It's my summer vacation. I'm taking the week off and, well, not really. Well, I am from the show. I'm just painting all week next week. So, you know, look for new paintings and whatnot, and we will see you as soon as we get back. Very, very cool. We'll see you then. Have a great one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.